Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Thank you so much for listening to this teaching. I would like to teach you how to walk by faith, how to get God involved with your life. It's so important that we should follow Him and learn how to walk with Him, because the Lord is the answer to everything in our life. He is our Creator. He is our Lord. He is our Savior, Healer. He is our Promise Keeper and Waymaker. He loves us so much. He is our Father, and we are His children because we believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and we are born again Christians. Therefore, it's so important to know how to walk with Him and how to get to our destiny. Let us pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, that You love us so much and You want to help us, Lord. We are not alone. We are not on our own, but You are with us. You go before us, Lord, and You make the way for us, Lord. You fight the battle for us. We thank You, Father, for Your love, for Your grace, for Your mercy and compassion on our life, Lord. You are the faithful God. You are so full of mercy and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. God doesn't always take us in a straight line. We make our plans going from A to B, from B to C. But sometimes He will take you from A to B, then to R, then back to D, and then to S. Sometimes it is going to look like you are going backward. You have to trust Him when you don't understand, when things do not go your own ways or according to your own plan. You have to know that God makes the final determination about your daily steps. If He allows a sickness or a loss, it is because it is necessary to move you into your God's given purpose. Don't complain. Don't lose your peace. Don't get upset. Just trust God and follow God's way. The test is for you and me to stay in faith, believing that God is still in control, that He is working behind the scenes, that what He started in our life, He will finish. It's important to walk by faith, to trust God and allow God to lead us step by step. Sometimes He allows us to go through some difficulties, disappointment, tests, betrayal, or setbacks, so that we can pass the test and we can grow up spiritually and become more like Jesus Christ, so that we will be ready for the greater things that He has prepared for us in the future. Therefore, we should completely trust Him no matter what happened around us. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 say, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." He started a good work in us and He will continue to work with us, especially when we allow Him to work with us and in us, so that we can be transformed to be like Jesus Christ. And eventually, the work that He began in our life will be finished. Therefore, let's live in the place of peace, place of joy, and trust in the Lord. We should trust God. We should continue to keep our eyes on the Lord. No matter what happened, be led by the Holy Spirit. Follow the Word of God. Live a blameless life. Do the right thing in the eyes of God. And God will bless you because you walk righteously. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 8, the Bible encourages us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." He shall direct your paths. He will guide you, show you. Just trust Him. Verse 7, "Do not be wise in your own eyes." So let us be humble and give our life to God and let God be our Lord, our Creator and Savior. He is our leader. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Lately, God, keep reminding me, live a blameless life. Have the fear of God in your heart. Follow Him. Trust Him. Obey Him. Even though I may have to lose some benefit, but I should do the right thing. I should hate sin and love righteousness. And the Lord will give strength to my bones. He will help me. He will guide me and will get to the finish line. This is the way we walk with God. Trust God. Don't complain. Don't be upset. No matter what happened, we know that God connects the dots in our life. From here to there to here, sometime backward and then forward. We just trust God in every single step of our life. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. Are you loving God? Are you really following God? And you make decision to put His kingdom first in your life or not. And God said, everything will work together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose for them. God has a good plan for us. And no matter what happened, up or down, good things happen, bad things happen, eventually God will work behind the scene for the good to happen in our life. Just stay in peace and just keep our eyes on God. We should not walk by sight. We should walk by faith. We believe that God has something in the future for us, and God is preparing us for the greater days. And our God is a God who pays back. He is a God who practices vindication. And He said, vengeance is His. He will pay us back no matter what happened. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He who did not withhold or spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, will He not also with Him freely and graciously give us all other things? I love this scripture. Every time I face some loss in my life or sometime I face some setbacks, I always think about this. If God did not spare His own Son, He gave Jesus to me, He died for me on the cross, how much more He will graciously give me other things. It will come back. Some good thing gonna come to my life because God is a good God and He is a gracious God. So I keep my eyes on Jesus. Oh Lord, You died for me. You will not spare any good thing in my life. I trust You. Good things gonna happen in the future, in the years and the days and the months to come. Let us trust the Lord. Let us be led by the Holy Spirit every single day. Let us be spiritual Christian, and He will lead us to the perfect plan of the Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Some of the challenges you are facing now don't even have anything to do with today. They are positioning you for something in your future. You are being molded and prepared for the great future. If you stay in faith, when things don't make sense, over time, you're going to see how God connects the dots and how it was all a part of His plan, strategically orchestrated. This happened to me a lot in my ministry and in my life. Sometimes I faced some rejection and people misunderstood me, but I just love them, pray for them. I stay in faith, pass the test of forgiveness, of loving people. And later on, God sent more people who good to me and help me. And I'm ready for the next step of my life. So I always look at what happened in my life as a lesson, as a test of my faith, as a lesson so I can grow and pass the test. James chapter 1 verse 17, every good present and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father who make the sun, moon, and stars. Wow, God created the sun, the moon, and star. He's so big. He's so powerful. He's so awesome. And the Heavenly Father, the Creator, does not change like the shifting shadows produced by the sun and the moon. God never changes. He will take care of you. He will help you. And He is the one who wants to give the good gifts to you. He wants you to grow up spiritually, to become more like Jesus Christ. That's why He leads you and teaches you step by step. If you study the Bible carefully, you will see that all the godly men and women in the Bible of different generations had to go through some setback and test in their life. Joseph was betrayed and mistreated by his brothers and then mistreated by his boss wife. He was put in jail after he became a slave. God tested him. God tested David. Saul was chasing after him and tried to kill him, but David passed the test. God tested Abraham. So we need to keep our eyes on God and know that the purpose of God is to bring good things to our life. Don't get upset, don't complain, but stay in faith and stay in peace. Psalm chapter 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. So let's stay close to God. Listen to the witness of the Holy Spirit inside you. Whatever happened, instead of being upset, sad, and worried, you just hook up to the Holy Spirit who will lead you in the right way. He will tell you what to do in the situation. He will guide you with His eye. He loved you so much. Remember this, God loved you. God did not spare His own Son, and He has good gift for you. Just trust Him. In a world of over 7 billion people, it's easy to feel small, to feel as if our day-to-day life are not worth much, especially when we are drowning in a sea of the mundane. Yet God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us, you and me. We all have unique gifts and talents. We all have unique perspectives, personalities, background, certain friend groups, and various workplaces. God uses this rich diversity in our life to carry out His will. And His plans are always bigger, bolder, and better than anything we could ever imagine. Let us trust God. God has a great future for us. No matter what happened, just trust God and claim the promise of God that His plan for us is a great plan. He will guide us to the better things, higher and higher. And eventually we will reach to our destiny and fulfill the calling of God in our life. Keep your eyes on God, okay? And always remember the promises of God and listen to the witness of the Holy Spirit in your spirit. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, and to give you a future and a hope." Yes, sometimes setbacks happen, disappointments happen, betrayal happen, rejection happen, but they are part of God's plan, and His plans are for good and not for disaster. Eventually, you're going to see a bright future, and you will see that the hope that God put in your heart comes to pass. You follow the plan of God. He will lead you step by step. Esther chapter 4, verse 14 says, "For if you remain completely silent at this time," so remain calm, remain in peace, "relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" God put you in this world, in your church, in your company, in your family, for such a time of this. You're going to become a man and a woman of faith who would do the will of God, obey the Bible, follow the Holy Spirit, trust God to lead you, and you will be used by God to bless many people, to save many people, to bring miracles and healings to many people, because God bring you into this world for such a time as this. Let us keep our eyes on God. Let us allow God to use us to be the blessing to other people and fulfill His plan and expand His kingdom. But we need to follow His plan. Psalm 33 verse 11. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of His heart through all generations. So the best plan to follow is the plan of God. Let's follow His plan according to the Bible and according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. The purposes of God's heart will stand firm forever. I come to the point of my life that I am not attached to the things of the world. I'm not going to have my own plans. I'm going to follow the plans of God. No matter what happened, up or down, I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to trust God, rejoice in the Lord, and I will keep running the race, follow the way of God to the end. Wow, that is giving me peace and joy. And I know I'm doing the right thing because I'm following my Creator, my Father, the one who loves me so much. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. God has His plan for you before you were born. I believe that God has given you the good background, the background that sometimes make you feel like, wow, I'm not worthy for this. But all those background help you. You may come from a broken home. You may have experienced the abuse in your home. Those negative things prepare you for the great things in the future. He has a plan for you to expand His kingdom, to glorify Him, and to fulfill His purposes. I want to encourage you, don't look at the past and stay in the past. Keep moving on with God and live for His kingdom. Stay in faith. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Whatever happened, trust God and allow Him to lead you step by step. That is how you walk by faith. That is how you walk on this planet Earth. Before you leave this earth to be with the Lord Jesus Christ for eternity, let us walk that way. This teaching and all the scriptures I just read a while ago help you to understand the right way, the biblical way, how to walk with God. Again, in conclusion, God will lead you step by step. Sometimes He leads you to go up, and sometimes He allows the setback to happen. You just keep your eyes on God and trust God. Make a decision to be led by the Holy Spirit. Stay in peace, listen to God, and allow Him to lead you step by step. You were born for such a time as this. He has the great plan for your life. When you walk in His plan and His purpose, you shall have peace, and His provision, His help will come at the right timing. And one day, you're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and He say, good and faithful servant, come in, rejoice in the Lord. All the heavens, all the angels will shout for joy because you finish your race and you get to your finish line. I would like to encourage you. Nothing is better than to walk in the plan of God, and you shall have peace and you shall have a lot of rewards in heaven. Let us pray. Father, thank you that when things don't go according to our own plans, we can know that you are working behind the scenes and in charge of our steps. Thank you that you love us too much to leave us on our own. We believe that you are strategically orchestrating and connecting the dots of our life. In Jesus' name, we trust you, Lord. You are our Creator. You are our guide. You are our leader. You are our King, Lord. We're going to live our life for our Creator, Lord. Help us to walk by faith and in peace and in love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.